Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 12, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with awakeningplus.com and astroshaman.com. And I'm with
Makisla Moonbeam, because I like that name.
Makisla Moonbeam for tonight. Love it. All right. So thou art. And this is our weekly New Earth support call. And we come together here to, as a group collective, send all sorts of awesome energy to the earth. Or more accurately, we get our divine allies in place and we come into embodied awakening the best we can. And then we chill and everything happens on its own. And Makisla and I act as your empathic tour guides. And we tell you what the divine's up to, at least as far as we perceive it. So we'll get that going in just a second. I'm just double checking. Oh, I need to do not disturb my phone.
I have mine on.
All right. Excellent. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll begin.
You guys doing okay? How's everyone doing out there?
She'll request you answer that by typing rather than speaking.
Kate is great.
Kate is great. Kathy is good. All right.
It's awesome. Thursday.
Well, our hope is
marvelous.
Hopefully you'll feel even better by the time we're done. Okay, so let's call the directions.
Okay.
And would you like to set the tone for that?
You know, it's funny because I don't sing hardly at all anymore. And this is the only time we do sing. And I always feel like I sound like a frog.
You sound great, so, babe.
Thanks. I don't always feel like it. Is that to the high?
Perfect.
Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Insi, Kwichi.
That always feels good.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to call allies first?
Oh, sure.
So everyone just relax and receive these beautiful, all beings called are of high vibration and benevolent intent.
That's right.
Relax and let them come into your field.
I, Makisla Melissa May Brady, call myself to myself. All timelines, all directions, all dimensions, all realities, calling myself to myself. In this present space-time, I call Mama G, thank you, Mama. I call Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary. I call Isis, Sekhmet, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Kali, Yeshua. I call our elemental allies. I'm calling Mama Gaia, and Pachamama, and Mama Kita. Oh, thank you, Mama. Giving homage to the four winds. I'm giving homage to wind and fire, earth, air, and the elements, and the ethers. Calling in my well-won ancestors. Calling in my starseed lineage. Thank Calling in. Ladybug wants to be here. Calling Ladybug. Wolf. Calling Bear. And so it is.
I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the high vibration angels. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. I call my benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu, Mount Tiska, Apu, Shining Rock, Apu, Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox. We call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Thisa. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good, please come.
Saint Germain, please come.
I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
And so it is.
Okay, we have our container. So our request as we move forward is that you please give us your undivided attention while you're doing this. This is whether you're live or on the recording, because beyond time and space, you influence this event either way equally. So please act as if you're right here in the room with us, and please do only this. If you cannot do only this right now, we request that you disengage and come back to the recording if you're a member, and do it then when you can give it full attention. This gives you a better experience, and since everything you do while you're participating affects everybody else, it's also giving everyone else the best possible experience. So thank you for that courtesy. So this is just as effective on the recording as live. So just be fully present either way, as I said. Okay, so now I'm going to lead you through embodied awakening. I'll describe it fully in case this is your first time doing it. So basically the metaphor for this is, instead of you driving the car, the personality, the higher self is going to drive, and your personality is going to slide over to the passenger seat. If at any point your personality doesn't like the way the divine's driving, you can always slide back over, take the wheel instantly, and the divine will step right out, no problem. And your personality will once again have control of the vehicle. So there's no risk, no danger. You're perfectly safe to try this. And the divine will always ensure in any process we do in Awakening Plus that you only get as much energy as you can handle, whether it's bliss or challenge. It'll just be the right amount for you. The benefits of embodied awakening are profound, and many people are experiencing them on a daily basis. When you're in embodied awakening, with your higher self and physical self merged as one consciousness, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you just know what to do through intuition much more, and there's much more bliss. So that sounds all right. I'm now going to lead you through it. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to repeat 8 words. Ideally, speak them out loud. You will be speaking to your higher self. If for some reason, you can't say them out loud. Just thinking them will still get the job done. So here we go. I invite you now to repeat starting now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Please let the words go and relax now in passive breath awareness. Now you become completely passive and you allow the awakening to come to you. Over 10 years of teaching this, what I found works best is for you to simply relax and feel breath come and go on its own. Please don't control the breath in any way. Just let it do its thing. Your job is to notice its sensation and to rest your attention only on the sensation. There's no mental component. You're not commenting or doing anything else thinking about breath. You're just having the somatic experience of breath. Anytime it chooses to come in or out, just be fully present with that sensual experience. As you rest your attention in this non-mental focus, it gives your higher self the easiest way to come in. In fact, many of you, based on what I'm feeling empathically, are now starting to get saturated with your higher selves. It comes in through the crown of the head, and metaphorically, it's like you're the sponge and it's the water. A sponge doesn't have to do anything to absorb water, it just happens. As this energy soaks into your entire body, other tips that will give you the quickest and most wonderful experience of this is, please don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening during this process. I also invite you not to deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive, just feel that breath coming and going. So when I'm feeling, y'all are doing really well. We've got a nice strong current going. And by the way, Makisla and I are able to feel what's going on with you all, whether you're live or on the recording. It's kind of amazing, but that's how it works. Another tip is what to do with distractions. We'll call a distraction anything other than passive breath awareness. When you become aware your attention's anywhere else, first off, don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Just let it be as it is. No resistance. But it is an uninvited guest. It is not you. So you don't have to give it any further attention. So what you do is you relax back into breath. You do this very gently and persistently. And if that distraction keeps on going in the background, no problem. Let it do its thing. You do your thing, just resting in breath. And boy, it's getting nice and juicy. So y'all are doing great. Many of you are already in embodied awakening. The way you can tell that is that four things are all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It just holds itself, no effort needed at all. If you're already in that state, just relax into it. The more of you who are holding it, make it easier for everyone else to get there. The final nuance, if you're not there yet, can be to just notice how little effort is needed actually to feel breath at all. For most people, it's way less than they thought they needed at first. So to experiment and find out what that minimum effort is, I invite you to relax into zero effort for a moment. Just be. Do nothing. There's no focus. You're just there. 100% passive. In that fully passive state, if there's breath awareness anyway, then zero effort is all you need. Stay there. If there is no breath awareness, then you add a teensy tiny bit of effort, about like the touch of a feather, barely enough to notice breath at all. And when you hit that absolute minimum effort needed to notice any breathing, you just stay there at that very tiny amount of effort. The less effort you use to get any breath awareness, the more space it leaves for the divine to bring your awakening in. Excess effort creates static. So just rest in the least effort you need. If you're already in embodied awakening, again, just relax into that. The reason we're doing this is because if you're in at least a basic awakened state, which is what this brings, you're going to be much more conscious of what happens in the inner world. And frankly, you're going to serve a lot more effectively. The more awakened you are, the more powerful your service becomes. And we want to serve the very best we can here. However, being in a state of embodied awakening is not required to proceed. So when the divine gives us the go and we start doing the stuff, if you're not there, that's fine. Just stay with us anyway. One other note, you may at some point be having an experience that is different than what Makisala or I are describing. It very often does happen that a member of this call has a unique, one-of-a-kind experience, and for a while they're doing their own thing. And that's fine. If you find yourself spontaneously moved into such an experience, go with it. Do not use effort to match what we are saying. Just go with what's happening. But other than that, it's about being fully passive. Please do not direct yourself from your ego from this point forward. We're all about relaxing and fully allowing the divine to make use of us here. Again, we are in full protected space. No harm will come to you here. Only awesome things will happen. So please relax, allow. Ooh, they're starting. Okay. So the movement is beginning. Oh, one last note, if you are not able to stay with us for the entire call, which usually takes an hour or less, and you must disengage, that is fine. But we do ask before you break that you ask the divine to gently remove you from the field we're in, and they'll ease you out, and then you can go do whatever you got to do other than this. But please do make that gentle disengagement so that our flow and harmony stay strong. Thank you. So what Makisala and I will be narrating is what we're experiencing as the facilitators. We tend to experience the overall vibe of the group. And that includes, again, live and recorded participants. So I think you've got your groundwork. Let's just, they're moving now. And I'm feeling a transition from feeling more and more like a being of energy and less like a being of flesh. I'm feeling heavy energy flushing out my feet and my hands. So right away, as they transition us into inner world awareness, they're also doing a cleanup. Some of this is probably some of your heavy energy flushing away so you can hold more light. Some of us, I'm told, are being given heavy energy from others to process. So this already begins our service. Our main gig here is to help the humans on Earth who need to lighten up and become more divinely conscious as the Earth goes through its golden age awakening. Whether you want to call that fourth density or fifth dimension or whatever vernacular you use, it's all the same idea.
I also want to make note before all of the previous narration there that the field lightened up considerably. What I mean when I say that is there was a lot of heaviness, and as we all came into our divinity, into that divine state, much heaviness that was in the field with just us here on the call actually dissipated. And so congratulations for that, being able to transmute your own heaviness and your own emotional response to your day or the physical issues, challenges perhaps you're having, you're able to stay focused, and your divine aspect was able to help you clear that and transmute that very quickly. So well done.
Mm-hmm. And they're not done yet. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy moving through my field. So as you may be experiencing yourself, the normal clearing of heavy energy is down and out. It goes out through the hands, out through the feet. That's the usual. Sometimes it just radiates out into space. Once in a while, it just stays where it is and transmutes to love and light. So our job is just to relax and allow this amazing divine intelligence, love, and power to do whatever serves our highest good, the human. After a while, if it hasn't already, we'll realize, wow, this is so far above my pay grade. I'm able to have a passive experience of it, but my human ego is in no way qualified to run or direct this. This is the divine's work, and I can be present as a willing passive participant. If I'm intuitively directed to do something, I can certainly do that, but otherwise I just relax and allow. So we come to serve. We come to assist in the great global awakening, but the divine can't make the best use of us unless it helps us. So that's why right now we're getting cleanup. And while the main experience, at least for me right now, is heavy energy flushing, soon this will transition to more and more bliss and ecstasy. So just relax. Strong healing current coming through me, certainly. Just let the flushing continue. It's important for you to know that the divine is paying unique attention to each one of us. Each one of us is being given the unique experience that serves that person and that helps them be the best helper in this process. So we are being flushed and cleared, but you will not get more than you're ready for. So they're going to flush as much as they can, as fast as they can, but they're going to watch very carefully to make sure they don't exceed your capacity. In all the years I've been doing this kind of work, no one has ever told me they got overwhelmed by it. I don't think it's even possible given the context in which we work. So you can relax if you've been filtering, holding back, trying to control the current. I invite you to experiment with just relaxing and letting it flow however it will. And based on my 10 years of experience leading this work, you're going to be just fine and will in fact get the best possible experience by just fully opening and allowing. Now, there may be times during this call when there's a little bit of silence for a while. Everything's fine if that happens. We don't speak just to speak. We speak as guided. We act as channels from this point forward. So sometimes silence is the best medicine, so just relax into it if it arises.
I'm aware of the... create a energetic grounding cord that is as wide as my hips from the Muladhara chakra down into the very heart and the heat of Pachamama. And I'm just, and then I set that cord on release, and I ask for heavy energies to go through that cord out of my body into the heart, the Earth Star. And I'm really surprised at the amount of traffic that I'm experiencing that is being released through me. It's really amazing, and I want to just give my gratitude and my honor to Pachamama. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, the guides are saying specifically a lot of what's being cleared right now is in politics right now. Biden has been declared the winner. Trump is refusing to concede that victory. And there's a lot of energetic tension in the air from that. So a lot of the heaviness that is flushing through us right now is the tension, not just in the U.S., but around the world, because what happens here affects everybody quite strongly. So that's a lot of the energy that's clearing right now. Now I feel that clearing beginning to decelerate. It's getting a little less intense. The bliss slowly starting to blossom a little more. Again, they're asking me to remind you once again, there's nothing for you to do here except relax and allow. That is their guidance. Again, if you want to follow Makisla's guidance and do a specific technique, you certainly have the free will to do that, but the guidance I'm receiving is just about relaxing and allowing. Yeah, lots of buzzy energy in the brain and the head now. You can feel the vibration rising. Feeling the whole cocoon of energy around my body slowly expanding. Again, what I narrate is the general experience of the group. Yeah, so we're now expanding very gradually and consistently beyond the physical body. We're transitioning into awareness of ourselves as formless energetic beings. So just allow this gentle expansion to continue. Again, you only get as much as you're ready for. Just relax and let yourself become as large as serves highest good. I'm I'm now perceiving all of us starting to come together as a unified field of energy. So if you notice you've become part of a larger field of energy, that's all of us. The blending happens at a divine level where there's nothing to hide. So no one's going to learn any concrete information from your human brain. We're not blending at that level. The level is above that. So you can relax and allow this higher blending. No secrets will be revealed. And it feels so good. Now a sense of upward motion into higher dimensions as well. Now more a sense of vertical ascension into higher frequencies. And those of you who are wondering, well, when do we get to do something? That's really not how these calls work. It's more like we are done. We are the vehicles through which the divine works. And we simply relax and allow ourselves to be of use.
And sometimes, just being in this space, in the highest vibration that your body can carry, and that you can project and be, is your service. We are raising the frequency of this Earth Star, raising the frequency of the grid, just by being.
Precisely. At the level we're working here now, being is doing. Your greatest service to the collective right now is just to relax, allow, and be done by the divine. I'm noticing some heat, and that is some denser energy being burned up by divine fire. Once again, it is of no consequence whether this is your personal energy or energy from others in the collective or those on Earth. In fact, my sense is that we're now working as a collective for this. So the burning is being done by our collective unified self. And they just showed me it ain't just us here on the Awakening Plus call either. There's many, many other beautiful beings of light who are with us and joining in this work, a vast number, actually. They're showing me, as they've shown me before, this, oh my God, there's so many more now. So many beings of light all around the planet. I mean, I've seen them before completely surrounded the Earth, but now it's like there's more layers of them back and back and back into space. It's like, wow, the number of light workers has multiplied dramatically recently. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I hope you all can perceive this at least a little bit. There's no way to even begin to count all these beings of light who are just surrounding the Earth. And those who have the capacity are now blending with that whole field of beings. So what happens here is dependent upon your ability to hold consciousness. So for some, it'll just be awareness of kind of their own individual self. Some will feel our smaller blended field. Some will be aware of being all of the beings surrounding Earth, possibly even the Earth herself as a conscious being. And it can even go beyond there. So just relax and just passively notice what you're aware of. And the instruction now is just to rest in the awareness of whatever you're aware of here in the inner world. And exactly what you're aware of is exactly perfect right now. And if that changes, that's perfect too. So that their strong message is there's nothing wrong with what you're experiencing right now. It's perfect for you in this moment. And all you have to do is relax, allow. And what they're doing is so subtle. And it is simultaneously benefiting the collective and yourself. You may have some awareness that in your physical body, the whole cellular structure is being lit up and transformed, taken to a new, more amazing vibration. As it happens every single time we do this weekly call, we are served so amazingly. I mean, we come and we do our service, but they give us so much back. So relax, and the tingling throughout your body is them upgrading, bringing in new frequencies, and just making you more conscious, more capable, higher vibration, all that good stuff. And each person receiving the unique upgrade that serves them at this moment. And all this happening simultaneously with all the other stuff I was describing, these vast fields of beingness. Yeah, they're specifically telling me to serve and be served is simultaneous. With us, they're saying you can't serve without being served. That's how we operate. And as always, just chill and allow. Everything is happening exactly as it should. They're telling me that some of us are experiencing some strong challenge. And some people are receiving an intense personal clearing right now. Your job there is just to relax and allow, same instruction. They're giving some of us very intense clearings right now. So just relax and allow that. Again, don't even worry, is this just mine or am I clearing for the collective? Again, this is not everybody, just a few. Just relax and let them do the work for you. They promise by the time we're done with this call, whatever they're stirring up right now will be cleared and you'll feel amazing. So just relax and allow. And I just notice dual awareness. I am simultaneously and effortlessly aware of what's going on in my physical body and the larger field. And my awareness is in both places at the same time without even trying to be. It's just there. It often happens on these calls that some of us have multiple points of awareness. And again, don't try to make that happen, but if it does happen, just notice and, oh, cool, I can be more than one place at a time. And now you may be having an experience of becoming more keenly aware of the divinity in your physical body. So what I'm experiencing is my light body is really coming alive in my physical body more than usual. Yeah. Wow. It's burning out a lot of that heavy energy. And again, simultaneously, some of it's your personal stuff, some of it's stuff for the collective. There's no distinction made in this work. So the divine fire, maybe they're very strong in your physical body, just transmuting, burning away, flushing out. It's a little bit intense, a little bit hot, but not too much. Always exactly the right amount for each of us. Some of that heavy energy may be flushing out the hands or feet. Some may be transmuting to love and light within you. And some of us are having the conscious experience of your body not just being your body. It may feel like it's the bodies of others. And yeah, I'm having that subtle experience of this form sitting in this chair being different beings cycling one after the other. It's like Ramana Maharshi said when a disciple asked him, what do we do about other people? And the great guru said, there are no other people. So if you're also having this experience of many different beings, or your body being the body of many different beings, one after the other, that's what they're showing you with that experience. At this point, I've got several beings per second passing through. And what I'm getting is that the frequency that's being held in my body, each being is being passed through and exposed to that frequency and then passed through. And that frequency will stay with them to the degree that serves them. And I have no idea who they are. I can't even identify individual people. I just sense a lot of beings passing through, but they're sort of anonymous. And if you're having that experience, awesome. If not, just relax and whatever happens, just relax into it. Now they're raising the frequency. It may feel pretty intense. If it feels a little more intense than you're comfortable with, the invitation is just to, again, relax. Just let your body relax and be soft. Let your breath do its own thing easily and naturally. Reminding you once again, there's nothing for your ego to do here except allow. The more you allow, the deeper you'll go. Still feeling that divine fire burning quite powerfully. Yeah, they're giving us a big cleanup tonight. And we're being the agents of big cleanup as well. Yeah, I'm getting a strong sense of this saying it's time now. We need to get even more serious than before about raising the vibration of the planet. It feels like they've taken the ascension to a whole new level even since like last week when we did this. I guess that 11-11 portal really did something. But it feels so much stronger than before. Again, we're in that interesting mixture of bliss and intensity of clearing heavy energy, and it's all mixed together. Again, just relax, allow. As they do just about every time, they say, we are so grateful to have the use of your physical body to do this alchemy. As they say pretty much every time, there are things we can only do through an embodied human that we can't do any other way. There's a way in which they can help other embodied humans most efficiently through the services of another embodied human. So just our showing up and allowing them to do all this stuff is hugely helpful in the Great Awakening. And they're saying, you be willing to do this, you will be so rewarded for this service in ways beyond your wildest dreams. Yeah, that's a sweet shift right now. Now we're moving a little more into a bliss realm. You may be noticing that new dimension of consciousness opening. Now accompanied for me by another round of heavy energy flushing out the hands and feet of the physical body.
This field is much more stable for me, meaning it's much less active than the previous space we were in. This one is much more, I'm experiencing much more calm and flow as opposed to activity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, there is that calm, but I'm also feeling a tremendous amount of heavy energy processing. So I guess you and I having different experiences, which is 100% perfect. Oh, there's more bliss, another layer opening. Okay, what they're doing is they're having Makis let me hold different elements of the process. She's holding more of the stable bliss layer. They're having me hold more of the flushing layer, the clearing layer. And what you're experiencing, or whatever you're experiencing. So just relax and go with whatever it is. Things just went lighter and subtler. Oh yeah, that's a much deeper bliss than before. I'm feeling now much more light, etheric, floaty. Still some heavy energy flushing, but not quite as much. They're giving a specific instruction or suggestion, saying there are some on the call right now hearing my voice who are holding an idea that they're not able or worthy to do what we're describing here. And their response to that is, if it's happening, you're worthy. And their invitation is, if a limiting thought like that arises, to just relax into the experience anyway, just sort of let that thought fade out and just be with what's happening. If there is a contradiction between your belief about what's possible and what's actually happening, then trust what's actually happening. They're making a point that what happens in these calls is so far beyond what most people even conceive as possible. A level cannot comprehend a level beyond itself. So they just invite you to relax, enjoy the magic of whatever's happening for you, and let any restricting or limiting thoughts just fade into the background as you return your attention to the actual experience. They've got a good sense of humor. They're saying, let us surprise you. Wow. They are feeling such gratitude for us being here. It's just filling my heart. They're so grateful that we showed up to serve like this. And they're showering the energy of that gratitude to each of us. See if you can just, you may feel it as a beautiful sensation in your heart. If your heart's open to receive it, it'll just fill your heart with amazing bliss. If you're having restriction around that, being able to receive that kind of gratitude from the divine, you may feel some pain in your heart chakra. And that pain is, again, those limiting thoughts, old wounds that are of being told you're not worthy or things like that. And even now, I'm feeling flushing from heart chakra out the arms. So right now, they are pouring their gratitude down to each of us. And you can judge for yourself based on how easily you're receiving that. Again, if you're just being filled up easily, just enjoy the bliss. If you're getting something stirred up in your heart, let that flush out. Their gratitude acts as a clearing agent if you allow it to. So some are having a lot of heavy energy flushing out the hands and feet from the heart chakra. Allow that if it's happening. Or if you're just floating in bliss, just do that. And they just said, remember that everything you do, rather everything you receive, everything we're doing to and for you is simultaneously being done for the collective. Whatever experience you're having is being given also to many, many, many other people who need the same experience. So whatever you're experiencing, you're acting as a surrogate for the benefit of others. Whether it's challenging or flowing, doesn't matter. They're saying we're all one. Now that heart clearing is fading out, it's like they're winding up the gratitude download. Yeah, getting more calm and still. And this feels like resting. So we've been doing a lot of processing. It's been pretty intense. This is like time to just relax, enjoy the subtle bliss of this field. Just let yourself relax and float and feel and become this yummy energy right here. Yeah, they're saying put this call in the best of listing. A lot of people will benefit from this recording. Yeah, new sweet vibration rising. And they're noting you are serving just as effectively by floating in bliss as by letting all that heavy stuff come through you. So they really invite you, please relax, float, really enjoy the ecstasy of this field. To really experience the pleasure of this vibration is a very high service, which will allow many, many others to feel the bliss of it as well. And they're repeating, if you're experiencing it, you deserve it. The field's now even more amorphous than before. So this is an invitation to relax into just complete formlessness. Here, if you really relax and allow yourself to be this field, you can have a very potent experience of consciousness beyond body. Consciousness as infinite field of light. For some of us, a greater experience of our divinity than we might have had before. Getting even bigger now, yeah. So yeah, this is how everyone helps everyone else. The more each of us relaxes into this and allows it, the bigger the field gets for everybody. And based on what I'm feeling, we're doing a great job as a group. So again, remember that what you're doing right now affects everybody, whether you're live or on the recording. This, the invitation is just to relax into this expanding field of bliss. It's a full co-creation, each of us contributing to the experience. Yeah. Some of us are reaching our bliss capacity. Don't worry, they're not going to take you beyond that. If you feel like you're holding as much bliss as you can, please don't contract or hold back. Just stay open, and they'll make sure that you don't get too much. Of course, you have free will and can do what you want, but that's their recommendation. Now the field is stabilized. Just a vast field of amazing bliss. And they're saying there are an infinite number of bliss fields, even beyond this one, even more amazing. Never ending. It always gets better than this. now I'm starting to feel gradually increasing awareness of my physical body. So it might be true that they're bringing us toward conclusion of this process. So as usual, there's a very gradual transition, increasing awareness of your physical body, but continued awareness of the inner realms. It is a both and. And as we complete this call, it is entirely possible, and in fact, they're hoping it will happen for you, that you'll end this call and you'll be fully functional again in your physical world, and you'll still have this altered state with you. A beautiful embodied awakening. More functional than ever in your physical 3D world, but with a vastly expanded field of awareness in the inner world, all running at the same time. I know that that's my daily reality. I know lots of other people is their daily reality as well. You wake up in an altered state and you spend your whole day in an altered state, and yet you're taking care of human business better than ever. So if you're not there yet, just I assure you it is possible. There I feel like I've hit touchdown in my physical body. And I think many of us have too. So before you open your eyes, just feel the body. And it may be that, yeah, it's the same physical body you started with, but it feels so different. It feels like a pulsating energy vehicle. It doesn't feel solid at all. You're like, oh my God, it's just pulsating energy. And yet it's that same physical body. They've tuned it up a bit. The main reason it feels like energy, though, is because your consciousness has shifted. You are now functioning as a being of higher vibration and higher consciousness. Therefore, your body in the physical world is going to be perceived differently. You're coming at it from a different perspective now. Their invitation now is to open your physical eyes and look around. Really do it. Engage visually with the space you're in. And they'd like you to notice, is the energy awareness still there? I know it is for me.
And personally, when I'm in such a deep space, I really prefer to open my eyes slowly, just with the hint of lights coming through, with a soft gaze and almost peripheral vision, just allowing and just coming slowly back in to the room that you're at, allowing the metamorphosis to happen organically and not to just boom, come right back in. I think it's a little bit more gentle.
Mm. Yeah, that's
And especially as with these, we've got these LED lights glaring at us. So for me, it might not be such a necessity for others, but.
Yeah, I've just been cruising these altered states for so many years, I just spot my eyes open and I'm fine. So open your eyes whatever way works best for you. I think Mikisla's suggestion is excellent if that feels like your best approach. Kathy just typed, that was totally awesome. I agree. So we'd love some feedback. Now we do realize we went slightly longer than usual. We've been at this a little over an hour. So again, if those on the live call need to exit out, just ask the allies to ease you out. If you can hang out a few minutes before until we formally close. Let me see. Actually, no, they want the feedback first and then we'll close the Mesa. But again, if you can't stay any longer than this, just ask the allies in the inner world, please just leave me out of the field, let me go. That's fine. But we are now going to enable unmuting of self. We have 35 people still on the call.
And Deborah just said a lot of difficult and even painful clearing, but after that, a very calm state.
Mm.
glad that you're experiencing that
calm. Yeah. So. Thanks for your service, Deborah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyone on the live call can now unmute themselves. Just click that microphone icon, or if you prefer to type in the chat window, that's fine too. If you do want to share live, you're welcome to both unmute your mic and turn your camera on if you wish. So totally up to you guys. We have a lot of typing happening. Let me catch up with it here. So you shared that one. Let me scroll down a bit. Hang on, I'm having trouble with my cursor here. Okay. So next we got one from
Kay.
She said, beautiful energy, thank you. And then Teresa typed, yes, I agree. My stomach feels better. Yay. And who's this? This is Lee. Fantastic energy. Thank you. Light and blessings to all. And then N is Nancy.
Nikki.
Nikki, sorry. She says, still flowing and body changes, so fine. Catherine types, wow.
All caps. You must be on your cell phone. I love to be able to put the different emojis in that. Mm-hmm. That little heart is cute.
Michelle, you read that one?
Yeah. Michelle said, completely blissful, stilling, dancing on a moonbeam. Oh, yeah, girlfriend. Grateful love, hugs. Oh, I love sweet. You too. Catherine said, energy powerful, still here. Yep.
And Bonia says, thank you both of you for a wonderful meditation. Love for all.
Thank you, the allies.
There's
wonderful energy.
Yolanda says, wonderful energy. Deborah, thank you so much. I was feeling a lot moving down through my feet. I also felt some discomfort in legs. I really feel a difference in my being. So much love to you both for the service. Heidi says, thank you so much. This is my first time on this call. I feel wonderful, gentle, bubbly.
Wonderful.
Eva says, amazing. Wow, we're getting some amazing feedback here.
Brandy just said both. And strong clearing my right shoulder does a twitchy thing when clearing is heavy. Then soft floating bliss too. And she has got a sun coming out of the cloud. And I love that.
A shiny sun.
That's beautiful. Coming out of the cloud here.
Yeah, we're glad it wasn't just us.
Gina said, I felt my chakras aligned with the line of the four suns, oh beautiful, and encompassed the whole galaxy.
Woo!
I'm not surprised. I kept laughing out loud at how awesome the feeling was. Oh, beautiful.
Wow. No wonder they wanted this one in the best, though. Mm-hmm. KC types, another wow. I was gone. This is in the top three. Much love. Janice, very powerful cleansing and clearing. Thanks so much. Oh, yeah, we nailed it this time, didn't we?
Yeah, and I want to just mention, I was having, I've been having some challenge with my legs. And when we started the call, my left leg, which is not affected by the stroke, was really jumping. And I feel like I'm sitting on a muscle that was really unhappy. But now all of that heaviness is gone. So I'm really grateful for that because my ability to take a bath tonight may not happen because our drain's not working the right way. So usually when I'm feeling that jumpiness, so just grateful for the healing because that's just a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yay. Vanessa types, floating in bliss, many blessings to you angels.
To you too.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know, and these gratitudes are not just for me and Makisla. We have to emphasize everyone on this call, that's live right. or on the recording, co-created it mm-hmm. along with these beautiful divine allies. We just, once the things start rolling, we're just reporting. We are not making anything happen at all. We're holding space along with the rest of you guys, and it's the whole field of all of us contributing to what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you guys for mm-hmm. holding the field and mm-hmm. co-creating all this right. as a group. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, I'm a little bit out of season with doing group processes, but from what I remember from doing this year, you know, last year, and comparing the field, it's so much different now.
Mm.
It feels, and of course, there's more of there's different beings now on this call with us when we are in our divine state. We are channeling those divine energies in a different form and fashion than we did when it was the different group just even last week. Mm-hmm. You know, so it feels like the group on a whole has just really expanded our abilities to just hold space and allow those energies to pass through and transmute and to radiate the love and light that is changing the vibration of Mama Gaia. So that's just, and for everyone else that needs to wake up. Mm-hmm. So that's really crucial. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So it's like our incoming comments. It's one more. Mm. Kathy Maria.
Beautiful healing. Thank you for being served and being able to serve. I was floating with all the beings in the sky.
Woo-hoo!
That's gorgeous.
You go, Kathy.
And she did that in caps too. She's like, hey, check this out.
Yeah.
That's just beautiful.
Okay, I'm getting the call to wrap it up.
Oh, one more.
Oh, one more.
Oh, they did the caps.
All right.
Put a cap on that one, huh? Gina, that's great. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, hi. Hi, beautiful.
We've got Kathy there on video giving us a big old thumbs up. Hey, Kathy.
I love that beautiful shrine in back of you. I'm calling it a shrine because I don't know what else to say about it, but that is just beautiful. Thank you, love.
Buddha thing, maybe.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Can you talk a little? Is that all right?
Sure.
Can you talk a little bit about that beautiful? Yes.
So you're still muted. There you are.
There you go.
Yeah. Actually, those are all products that I brought back from India.
Oh.
I was with a guru there, and he always was giving us gifts and showering us with things. And So this is the highest level of the divine.
Wow.
So this is, yeah, very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, thanks for bringing that into the field. That feels so good.
Sure.
There's a seraphim on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh wow.
Thank you.
That's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
All right. So, I see Risa has unmuted. Risa, did you want to share something?
No, not really. Thank you though.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay.
I love your candle. I can see it flickering against you. It's beautiful.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Do we have to?
Yep. We got a lot of people here, and a lot of them won't leave till we close, baby. We dominate the time beyond our
I'm just enjoying the
conversation. Well, tell you what, let's close the Mesa. If you want to hang out on the call a little while longer, that's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so we'd like to set the pitch for the close.
You can.
Okay.
Pachamama Mama Kia Werakocha Inti
Thank you, Alice. It was an amazing call. Wow. As we close, beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this, please stay with them for as long as it serves highest good. And Kiesel and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? We're going to count to three. After three, we can all clap if you wish to close the work. One, two, three. Okay, a quick announcement, and then y'all can chat if you want. So this is a very exciting time for me. It's November 12. In 3 days, on Sunday morning early, I'm going to launch the new Awakening Plus. Right now, it has one membership level. It's about to jump to four levels.
Because one's not enough.
Not enough. And those of you who are already full members, you'll get notice of that. If you're here free, you're sure welcome to show up for all the free calls. You never have to join if you don't want to. But a lot of cool stuff is about to come to Awakening Plus. You can learn more about that just by going to awakeningplus.com to learn about that. And again, right now the old sales page is still up, but come early morning on the 15th, it'll change to the new sales page. And that'll have a whole lot of stuff that isn't there right now. I'm timing this with electional astrology. So come back on Sunday and check out that page and see if it appeals to you. If you're called to work with me privately, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, all kinds of cool stuff. You can learn all about that at astroshaman.com. And the way this works is the live calls that are open to the public are all free, and the archives of them are only open to Awakening Plus members. Right now, there's close to 280 archived calls and lots of other juicy stuff coming into the membership. So if you want more of this kind of stuff and you want to be able to access it 24/7 at your convenience, then the membership is really cool for that. So I think that's all for that. Now, what I'd like to do now, if it feels right, I'll go ahead and end the formal recording. But if anyone wants to stay on the call and chat, that's totally cool. If y'all want to hang out and just shoot the breeze. But I want to go ahead and end the official recording for the archive. Does that feel all right? Okay. So we're now ending the archive, but anyone who wants to stay on the call and just hang out, we're going to do that. So, and pausing the recording now, this is the end of the archive. Bye on the archive and continuing with the live folks who want to hang around.